And then, there was no more noise from the comm system. Ben! Vistara!
Here.
Ben sounded aggrieved.
They're not responding. Getting it?
Vistara said.
There! Sensors recalibrated.
I can't see them. You're my eyes, Vistara.
Understood. When I say go, it'll... Go!
Luke jerked the controls again, rolling to starboard, the roll narrowing his profile against the vehicle situated below him. And, he discovered, from the enemy above. There was immediately another... Go! And he halted the roll. The universe above his top hatch flamed into incandescence as a capital ship-level turbo laser battery discharge flashed just by the shuttle. It was not vertical. It came out of orbit at something like a 45-degree angle.
Surface it! Surface it!
That was Vistara.
It took out an entire mountainside ledge! Go!
Luke renewed the starboard roll, turning the shuttle upside down. He saw the smoke trail from ship stretch, seemingly instantly, from ship far above, below, to disappear behind his canopy. He finished the roll, returning to a right-side-up orientation. This was not good. Attacks from below and above? Below from a vehicle that was faster and more maneuverable than his. Above from an enemy too distant to attack, and which he could no longer communicate with. Something clicked in his mind. He put the shuttle into a power dive.
Dad, what?
Right now it's two weapons against none, Ben. Let's make it one against one. Dantooinean firing squad. Everyone made jokes about Dantooinians, of course, even when the remote planet was unoccupied. Residents of any rural agricultural planet tended to be the butts of jokes about their intelligence, jokes made by more sophisticated neighbors. A Dantooinean firing squad was a ring of shooters intended to execute the prisoner at the center of their circle. Diving let Luke pick up speed. Ship was slow to respond. Luke angled his descent to gain ground on his pursuer.
Got it, Master Skywalker. You're 5 seconds from optimal placement. 4, 3, go!
Luke jerked to port, minimally. He couldn't afford a more dramatic maneuver, which would cost him speed he badly needed now. A shower of sparks erupted from the starboard solar panel array. The shuttle shuddered. There was a boom from below and behind. It was the most glancing of hits. One of ship's shots must have just kissed the starboard wing, barely more than it would take to cause electrons to jump between the two masses. But it was enough. The middle solar panel on that side began to peel away from the array. Suddenly, the shuttle was trailing pieces of solar panel. The shuttle tried to heel over to the right. Increased friction on that side. Luke fought the yoke, biting back a curse.
1, go!
Luke reversed his intent, threw the shuttle into a rightward curve. The world exploded again in illumination. A blow like a 30-kilo anvil swung by a rancor slammed into Luke's head. He slumped, seeing his surroundings trying to fade to gray. His hands, nerveless, slid off the control yoke. The shuttle began to tumble out of control.